What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm chilling, chilling. How you doing?
Good, good. Chilling, chilling. You know,
we're live.
And we
can't
are
forget
live.
It.
Can you hear me? Nah, but yeah. Good week so far. You know, things going along.
Good.
How about yourself?
Yeah, same. I would say so. Just watched Super Bowl. Was a fucking fun time. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. I put money on the Rams, so I'm excited for that. You know.
You're excited. Did you win?
Well, I won. Yeah, it just takes a little bit for the money to come through.
Gotcha.
So I was like, all right, you know.
I guessed the score two different. I had free money from FanDuel, like casino bonuses,
mm-hmm.
and I put two bets in for the final score, and I got it wrong. And while we were there, I put in for Cooper Kupp to have the fifth touchdown. Fourth touchdown, one of them, and he got it.
Wow.
I bet like $3, won like 18, but hey.
That's not bad at all.
Hey, it's something.
Yeah, 100%. Wow. That's what's up, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I put 60 on the Rams just to win overall, so like it's like close to 100, so I was like,
okay.
All right, that's what's up, like, you know, just more money. That's
just
all.
Just an outright.
Yeah, yeah, just an outright bet, you know? I was going to do a couple. I did do a couple parlays, but, you know, they're like
hard to
cheap.
Hit.
Yeah, they're cheap. So I was like, you know what, like, I'll see what's up. And obviously, I didn't win those, but, you know, it happens.
Hey, that's how gambling goes.
That's how gambling goes. You're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't like to do my little brother does a lot of that stuff. I don't like to do the parlays, all that crazy shit. But, you know, why not when they give you a casino bonus, see what can go on for the big game.
Yeah, you never know. Add that up. Try to add what your winnings are up again and stuff. Just try to keep it going a little bit.
Yeah,
you know? That's gambling, though. You know, like, that's the definition of gambling.
Yep.
All right, let me turn, you know, 40 into 200, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Any,
so looking at
any emails or anything, by the way?
Let's check them out.
I didn't even think about that until, you know, just now, but.
I got to get his name, but Mike's friend Ian, they have a friend who works, like, with sound. It's, like, his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a few pointers, and I've applied them to the last podcast, and I'm going to do them again. And they make it sound just a little bit more professional.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Hell yeah.
Little bits by bits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, we will make money from this show one day. You just got to keep believing.
Yeah. I believe it, you know. I say I believe it, but, you know, what really happens is what really happens, you know. That's the way the world goes.
It's called manifest destiny, Keith.
What is that?
You
got
to say it to make it come true. You got to manifest it, you know.
So as weird as that is, someone did do that before. Like, I've seen that happen twice. You know what I mean? And it's like, I was like, oh, what are the odds, you know? but I mean, you make a point. Like, you got to say whatever you want out there to happen, but it's not, I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to start trying that. I'll have to trial and error. I'll just have to try it out. Oh, you looked it up? A phrase?
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Sure, and I don't, this does not.
Mm-hmm.
Equal what I just said at all.
Oh, really? Oh,
I don't
boy.
Think so.
Manifest destiny is a phrase coined in 1845 is the idea that the United States is destined by God, its advocates believe, to expand its domain and spread democracy and capitalism across the entire North American continent. Well, that's, I don't, maybe that was the
no.
what the first
yeah.
person said, we're going to make this land mine, and then well, that's what kind of happened, but,
well, maybe,
you know,
it's because they believed that by God they were to go out and spread, you know what I mean? So since they believed it and said maybe, but nah, that's not the same way I've heard it. I've heard it as like a different, like,
okay.
I told you, or you just say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and then you speak it out, right.
And it
yeah,
comes
yeah.
true.
I think that's just like I don't know, that's not.
Yeah, what,
maybe just
we'll
like an
up.
Example or something, you know, because that's a weird one. Oh, the signs!
Oh,
the signs!
Sign everywhere, sign. Here we go.
The things in life.
The things we do for love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Google sucks today. We can't get anything.
Google sucks. Can't get the emails. No.
No, we got the emails. We just don't have any. Okay. Email the freaking show, buzzesandwhistles at gmail.com.
Yep, yep, yep. We got nothing.
Damn it. And buzzesandwhistles at buzzesandwhistles on Instagram. Yeah. We're moving slow.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving slow. I'm starting a new job. So with that, we really need to focus on setting up other behind the scenes. I went out my headphones.
Oh, uh-oh.
Check. Can you hear me? All right.
All right.
Yeah, we need to get some of that other behind the scenes stuff working, and I just haven't had even the slightest bit of extra cash to put toward it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah, I've been. Well, I mean, I just got paid today.
Nice.
Which is kind of funny, but
fucking payday.
Yeah, but I'm still responsibilities. I might have something I could put towards it, and then you know, a couple more paychecks, just whatever. But and that's goals.
That's what I'm saying.
That's life. You know,
no rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Keep getting more listeners, more and more every day. Right. So we gotta think of, you know, mm-hmm. We gotta treat this like a family, dude. We need like a Discord so people can interact with the show besides just through email, like.
Yeah, something.
We need the camera so people can see our beautiful faces.
Yeah, we'll have to start. We'll have to really start kicking that up a bit, and maybe even like YouTube it or something.
Yep. Right, we got ideas.
Put us on YouTube.
We got ideas.
Put me on YouTube.
Oh boy.
The new star sensation of what a podcasting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talks.
It'll be hilarious.
If you
want
to talk, we can talk the talks.
Jesus. Podcasting is such a weird thing. Like Mike was talking about it, and. The Full Send guys do a podcast now.
Yep.
It's called the Full Send Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's like, I don't think it's on like anywhere, but like YouTube and stuff. And they kind of like, it's like he was just explaining it. I was like, it's a podcast. Like the way podcasts started as an audio medium. So like people would listen to it through the podcast app, like of just the audio. There was not a video component to it. But, you know, as things evolve and progress, people started adding that to it. So it's like, I like it this way, but I would also like to have a camera going. You know what I mean? We can't just fall behind. We got to keep up with the times.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, like, you know, Joe Rogan has that. You know, there's a camera on him. He's doing it. Everyone's in, like, some kind of a meeting, so to say, but it's just everything set up, and then this is what's going on in the meeting, is whoever they're talking about or whatever's really going on and stuff like that, give or take it's a celebrity or whatever. But but that's the beauty of it, though, too. Like, you know, you only limit yourself, you know? Like, so the fact that they, you know, Full Send or Joe Rogan, whatever, didn't, like, limit themselves to, oh, we can't. No, they were like, well, we can. You know, it puts
that
go
further.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely.
And it's more like, I don't want to do anything that will take away from the show. So like, if we're doing like stuff for the camera that only like can really be translated if you watch it. Like if you're listening, maybe it'll just sound like nothing is going on. If we're holding up a like anything that plays directly to the camera, you know, that's why the camera's there. But I don't want to take away from the audio part that we, you know what I mean, which is the is the show.
Correct. And I think my point of interest with that being said is like it's just something so people can know. Like if people want to know, like, oh, what do they look like? What are they doing? What are they like? What's happening? Really? Well, I mean, because you know we talked about like, even Christmas. You know when it was around, like oh, like we'll do like a special Christmas drink or this and that. Well, now we have a camera, we can actually be more involved into it and show people, oh, this is what we did, like, yeah, or nay, whatever, how we went about it and how it tastes, or whatever types of things we start doing.
For sure, dude.
Whatever. So it's kind of like, you know, I think of it as like the radio. You know, the radio.
That's what I was just going to bring
stuff.
Up.
Yeah, people like, you know, they're talking about stuff, but you can't actually see anything, you know?
Yep.
Well, now at least you can, you know, if you listen to it and it's like, oh, I'm going to go check that out later and see what's up. Down there on YouTube, checking it out too, on top of not just listening to it, whatever.
But. Well, that's the age old, oh, you got a face for radio, telling you can't be on TV. Like, you're ugly. But it's like, I like that. Like, there's so many, like, I used to listen to a lot of like rock and roll stations when I was out like laying floors and stuff like that. Mm. Everybody had a radio with like rock and roll or whatever on it. And you would just listen to these guys, like, and I'm trying to think of some, John DeBella, Pierre Robert, like, I have no idea what any of these guys look like, but okay. I know their voices because I would listen to them talk about the next song that was coming up for, I mean, like 2 or 3 years, you know?
Yeah, big
and
time.
That's kind of cool to me to recognize our voice, but not our face. Not that, again, we're going to get a camera, but it would still be neat. I don't know. I think that's a really cool thing, like you said about the radio. It's like people would have 20, 30, 40 years waking up in the morning and listening to somebody that they have no idea what they look like, but they're big fans. Like, it's a neat way to interact.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I think it's a great idea. You know?
Hell yeah.
We just, eventually down the road, we'll get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to start a radio station.
Not ready.
Yeah, real shit, though. I want to get a studio going with, after the couple things that we talk about, but this is like, I want to get the studio going and have other shows recorded our studio under the umbrella of the Buzzes and Whistles studio or whatever we decide to call it.
Yeah, and like
be like a production company for podcasts.
We can do it, you know? Who's stopping us from doing
nope.
it?
Right. I mean, hell yeah, dude. Right. That's the attitude
that's
I need.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
that's for down the road, but why not?
Yeah, yeah. Like, again, like I said, you know, it's whatever limits you set yourself, don't set any limits, and then you can do all of them, you know?
Yeah. And, like, we're very open and honest on this show, so, like, anything that we're going to do, I don't want to just be like, well, we'll see, we're going to, and, like,
yeah, oh, this
we'll
and
just
it.
Tell everybody it's nah, nah. plans
it's,
are.
It's all in time, you know? Everything's all in time, so... You know, don't go beating up Father Clock, you know, or
Father Time.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Which
Although,
is hilarious.
Boy, if I ever meet that guy, is he getting sucker punched?
Dude, time is I was watching a show and they were talking about like time isn't real. Like, that's like when people die, you're greeted by your ancestors.
Mac Miller said once, what is time? Yeah, and I get the phrase because it's like, you know, oh, everything still develops, time or no time. Think of it that way a little bit. You know what I mean? Like from people from person to person to, you know, relative things. Like it's all, you know. I guess to get deep with it, I can do that. Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
It's, you know, your soul, my soul, everyone's own soul has their own time. You know, and it's like you think of it like, you know, it's all just developing in its own time, so to say. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If that makes any sense. No, that was very deep with it.
I'll tell you what, it makes a lot of sense while making no sense at all. And
yeah,
that's kind of what life is, right?
Yeah, that's life. That's life. Oh, it's perfectly sensible, but it's nonsense at all, too. You know,
like, you read, like, biology and shit, like, oh, well, you know, plants need water, they need sunlight, and then they grow, and then, like, you sit back and you think about what is going on, and it's like, what? you're just going to put a seed in the ground and you're going to grow food? Like,
right, exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. And then, you know, the whole photosynthesis stuff. Yeah, it's like, dude, it's weird how, you know, well, everyone, you know, we're all just growing, you know, whether it's 6 feet, 4 feet, you're growing, you know? Like,
yeah, and even when your height stops... Your heart always grows.
You're growing.
There
right,
you go.
Correct.
Look at
there
us. We're deep as shit.
There it is. Yep. A little too deep, but yes.
No, Bill Nye said dimension, or the fourth dimension is time. So the first dimension is whatever. I don't know.
That's a whole thing. Yeah.
Bill Nye is so bitter. Somebody commented, I was watching, like, Bill Nye answers the internet. I get into these weird. For the past, like, 3 weeks, I couldn't fall asleep. Like, I get tired of shit, like, around midnight or so, and I'll go toward bed. I can't fall asleep till, like, 3, 4 in the morning.
I hate that.
I know. Yeah. But, like, I get down these crazy rabbit holes on, like, YouTube and stuff, and it's, like, it's pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Like, Bill Nye
was
answering the internet, and he was all pissed off. Like, they're like, why do people think the Earth's flat, Bill? He's like, I don't know. He's just, like, answering all angry. He's like, we have pictures. And somebody commented, they're like, I love how just bitter and angry he's gotten over the years.
Yeah, I can only imagine, you know, because, like, if he can prove it some way, someone's going to try to find some other way to do something. And that's with almost anything, you know, like, someone's always going to have that, you know, thing to say with their own vantage point, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what gets to it. It's like.
Yeah. Here, I got it. I looked it up. What are the dimensions?
Of time?
No.
Or just
time,
dimensions in general?
Time is the fourth dimension.
Oh, okay.
length, width, and depth are 1, 2, and 3. And then the fourth is time.
Length, width, and okay, interesting, okay.
Which is like, I don't know, he said that and he like pointed at his watch and then it just like skipped to the next question. I was like, I'm either really fucking stupid or I need to look this this up a little bit. And it's just,
what?
Like, we think of the third, fourth dimension from like movies, like a 3D movie, 4D, you can like feel it, yeah, but it's
like
different.
And like that vortex capsule, you know, that tunnel, whatever the picture's on the right.
Here, I'll pull it up.
It's like, what's it called? A vortex.
This?
Yeah, time vortex or something.
Is that what that is?
I believe that's what they call it. Yeah. Well, the Big Bang expansion, and then you have your, you know, your own, like, vortex in that expansion of time, because it's almost infinite, you know?
Also, another thing he explained was we are not related to monkeys, technically. We have a common ancestor as monkeys. Mm-hmm. So, like, at one point, we existed in the same... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Family, I guess.
Someone probably just decided to blank a monkey.
No.
It's not like that.
Blank
like,
a monkey.
Like there was us and then someone a little more down the line like did a monkey. And then it was like, well, wait, what's going on here? Put them in their own country.
No. It was... I only know this from fucking watching this, but no. No, that would be a funny way to... But apparently we were at one point, and then as we grew, they grew into something, and then we grew into our own thing, as well as there's tons of other species that have died out that were also from the same common ancestor.
Okay, interesting, again, okay. Right, the monkeys.
It all makes so much sense, but at the same time, makes no
sense. Well, I kind of, I mean, think of it this way, like, let's say, I think of it this way, so like, two brothers, right? One's a go-getter, the other one's...
Two princes.
Not a go-getter, you know? One started developing on his brain and just being smarter. Now, way back then, you could relate it to starting a fire or maintaining a fire, even. That's
ooh,
intelligent.
A lot of fire
or
stuff.
Like, well, yeah, or, you know, picking an apple to eat better compared to not, and then you don't eat better. And then, you know, someone progressed more into being... more of a better person for themselves and probably started losing a lot like monkey hair and things like that, whatever, when the other one decided, I'm fine just being a monkey. Went to just do the monkey round, didn't get smarter, ended up just staying kind of not so intelligent, whatever, and then the other one went intelligent and started
their own. You should write your own book.
That was it, and then here, you know, thousands and thousands of years later, we're here as people deciding, was my brother a monkey? You know what I mean? Like, so you know what I mean? That's kind
of
the way
you should write a book.
A book?
Keith's Theory of Evolution.
Oh my God.
The Blonking of Monkeys, chapter 1. So, I don't know if these guys are all right in that.
Somebody out there. No.
You certainly have a fun theory on it.
Me? Yeah. I mean. Because I think of it as like, what if we were around in the dinosaur age still? Like, what if we were?
I think
we kind of were, you know, like not everything got destroyed by the comets and stuff. I think there was like something I looked up a while. There was like 46% of the Earth still around when the comets came down crashing.
Oh, wow.
And like and obviously, like, you know, bigger things got wiped out for sure and whatever. But we probably were still developing around, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool, we survived whatever this was. Let's you know, just keep going or whatever, and then, you know, just repopulate from what we were at. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So I have seen this before, but apparently they think before we were monkeys or whatever our common ancestor was, that we looked like a little shrew, like a rat almost. This is why stuff, like, it makes no sense to me, but I guess after 100 million years, it's impossible
we
to see that
bigger.
Kind
of
change.
Well,
you can see it, but I mean, you know, even from seeing the beginning, whatever.
Right, no, I get you.
This is no. You want to read it?
After dinosaurs died out, nearly 65 million years passed before people appeared on Earth. However, small mammals, including shrew-sized primates, were alive at the time of the dinosaurs. See, we were probably just a shrew.
That's what they think. And they think we also, if I'm remembering what I saw. Right?
I believe it.
Apparently, we came out of the water too. But
well, that's a theory, you know.
Well, most
we could have
life.
Well, wolves apparently were dolphins.
Wolves?
Wolves were apparently dolphins.
See,
because they have the same. They have in their fins. There is a bone like structure, and it somewhat matches a wolf's paw, but in the fin, and then their back bone is the same as like a wolf. And things, so apparently, like, there's strong evidence that says, well, wait a minute, dolphins could have evolved from wolves, especially dolphins travel in packs. Wolves travel in packs. The same animal-like traits are still intact. So it's like, it's a very strong possibility that sometime millions and millions of years ago, the dolphin sort of developed into a wolf somehow, some way, whatever, but...
Yeah, they say that... chickens are like ancestors of dinosaurs. It's like, I mean, it makes as much sense as anything else we've been saying.
Yeah, same with like birds and stuff. I mean, it's all like, you know, just miniaturized, you know. I think the big thing is we became the dominant species and we probably ate whatever we kind of could to survive, you know. And with that being said, things got smaller because we were eating them probably.
What?
Just animals in general. Yeah. Like instead of having like a 10-foot pterodactyl, now you got like a little sparrow. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. Like,
that makes sense. I think they said there's like a theory. I forget what museum you go into, but it's half of a dinosaur. Like if you're looking at it head on, and it's like a display, and they show one side with like the reptile skin, and then the other side they show with like feathers and stuff. And like that's recent in the past, like 10, 20 years, I guess, but they kind of think dinosaurs had feathers.
Oh, okay.
At least some of them.
Wow, that's interesting. I believe they probably had some kind of fur, but then again, you look at, like, lizards and stuff, and it's like, they don't have any, so maybe some did and some didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny to, like, man.
Yeah,
it's fun to think about.
I believe the you know, like, the I think I said pterodactyl and stuff like the flying
pterodactyl. I think it was.
Yeah, terrible dinosaurs. Yeah, probably had feathers though. Yeah, but they probably had feathers.
Well, it had wings at least.
Yeah, it must have had feathers.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? It's only natural. Like you're not gonna have like a lizard like. Although there's bats, but bats have fur too. So
feathers would be so cool if you could grow them for like 3 months of the year. So you had like a thick coating. So you didn't get cold.
Yeah, like a dog.
Yeah, and then like
and
when
to
you're
just
done,
shed it.
Yeah, but I would not. Ugh, feathers, like a hole, like.
Ah.
If you look at a bird, it looks warm as shit. Like it's got all those feathers around it. But when you see just one feather by itself, it's like it's creepy. What's going on there?
I don't know. It's not. Where's this blowing from? You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the. It's all just theorizing, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's a fun topic we just stumbled right into, but fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, that's kind of what I believe, though, a little bit. Like someone, you know, like, I'm going to go do a monkey today. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, Jimbo, you know? Jimbo, get over there. Get away from that monkey. And, well, you know,
but I mean,
no one stopped Jimbo.
I feel like 65 million years ago, like, that was probably normal. It probably just wasn't Jimbo. It's probably all of, you know, that's probably how things, I don't know.
Actually, you know what? What was that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and he got mauled by a bear? What was that movie?
Oh, The Revenant?
Yeah. And now, this might be a spoiler if you want to see the movie or whatever the case may be. But, like, I've seen parts of that movie and there was parts where, like, dude, they're like raping Indians and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And now think about this. That was what 18 something like.
When is this is based
in the movie?
Like in that 1823.
I believe it was based on a true story, but I don't know.
When I saw like the stuff come out for this, it might just be me being dumb. I thought this was like the time that it was made. I didn't think it was supposed to be like 1800s.
It was like an 18. Yeah,
I didn't
it was like
know
it
that.
Was nowadays, but based upon 1800. I think it was like 1806 or something, around that timeline, and like basically, so that's like a little bit more than 200 years ago. And all that was kind of going on. If this was true, you know, whatever. But my point is, with that being said, like, we're talking millions and millions and millions of years ago. And with that being said, like, listen, if they didn't have the brain capacity to know what's right or wrong with all of that, and even today's generation, you know, with what's wrong, what's right, whatever, like, I don't expect anyone to know whatever, like, millions and millions of years ago. You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure. I also think, though, like,
holy crap,
like, Genghis Khan was, like, notorious for that. He's in, like, a lot of percentage of people, like, around the world because of, like, all the rapes and atrocities that he was associated with. It's like, I think he did, you know what I mean? I think there's people do know when they're conquering, you know what I mean? There's got to be something.
Yeah.
Like, that's not just by accident, you know what I mean? Right, right. So, like, they probably knew, but whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
Not whatever.
That's in the past and not in the... Well, right. The
who are we to figure it out?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's just one of those things, you know? I realized, like, wait, like, that was, you know, still kind of happened 200 years. And it's still, even today, like, you know, you hear of, you know, crime and this and that, and it's all just, obviously, it's terrible. But, like, you know, the human species still isn't intelligent enough to realize, like, as a species, us... To get on board on something and make, you know, peace with everything else and stuff. Some people are just bad and some are good, you know, like that other topic we had a couple weeks ago, you know. So yeah. That comes into play.
No,
and then there's the game and all that stuff. And it's like, well, that's a whole nother aspectical thing to, you know, whatever. So it's just one of those, I know. Yeah, it's all, dude, it all adds up. It all adds up. It doesn't stop. Don't stop, won't stop.
Stop.
Sorry, yeah, I gotta stop. I gotta stop banging the table.
Keith
with my
bangs
hands,
the
like.
Table like he's a judge making a point. And no,
enough is enough. Oh, boy.
You want to talk about this?
What's up? Your Zins?
No, that.
Oh, what are you,
so,
what are you looking at?
In the past 2 weeks, I have found 3 stink bugs in my room.
What did you do?
So this, as I looked it up online, is a stink bug trap that I forget what university figured it out, but this is the best trap to get them. In some cases, it worked 14 times better than the leading traps.
Oh, okay.
And it's just dish soap and warm water in a pan, and then you put a light over it.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't caught one.
You haven't caught one?
Haven't caught one. Oh. Today, I killed my third, like I said, in like 2 weeks. I think it's just because it's cold out. They're coming in. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was playing Fortnite today, and it just buzzed by my ear. Like, vroom, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know there was even anything in here, and now it's just attacking me. But I found it up here and killed it. And, ugh, what
it wasn't,
a gross
it wasn't
bug.
In your trap.
No. But I've learned a lot about them.
Oh, yeah?
Through my war I've been having with them.
Oh, okay.
Looking them up and
interesting,
all that.
Interesting. You know, well, you know, if when one dies, it releases a scent for more to go mate by the dead one. Which
no.
is weird.
See, I've learned this. It's okay. Not a mating thing. It's like if it gets attacked in the wild by something, it releases that stink to make it, you know, get spit out or like so it finds it undesirable, whatever's trying to eat it.
Okay.
It's a defense mechanism. So when you kill it, it's defending itself the way it reacts. It just knows how, and it releases its stink.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I read something else way back when then. So, you know,
I'm just...
Yeah, that's what I found. I was like, what? Like, no way. And then, you know, people say things too, and it's like kind of sticks, but I guess that's false. I'll have to delete
There's...
that one from my memory bank.
Well, yeah, be careful, just go and delete memories, but
delete.
I was watching some dorky guy talk about them online on YouTube. He was, like, explaining how to kill them and, like, showing them in his house, and, like, he had a lot, and I think he just, like, found some and then, like, put them in the spots that he wanted to show all, I don't know. Or this guy's house was just filled with stink bugs. I don't know. But it was so cool, so informational. He had a dead one and showed you, like, its mouth and how they eat. Like,
jeez.
Never thought I'd be, I told you, these weird rabbit holes, but this one was because I was in a fight, not because I was up not sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was fighting with the stink bugs. I was
you're like, that's it. I'm looking this up now.
How do I get them?
Yeah.
Because what I would do.
You even set a trap. Like, look at you.
That's what I'm saying. And it didn't even work. I just would sit here and, like, I would hear it. Like, it buzzed by my ear. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I would be, like, smacking my dresser and everything to try and get it to fly out of wherever the hell it's hiding.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't know where they are. But I set up a trap. They don't even go to the trap. But the best way I found is you just soak a paper towel and then wet it, wring it, like, or squeeze it, wring it out a little bit so it's damp but still pretty wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get it with that, make sure it's all wrapped up tight and throw it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure there's not as much stink.
Or you can just not do all that process, get a towel, kill it, and then just throw it out.
Yeah.
What's with the wet towel? So it doesn't stink?
I don't know. I think just so I make sure it doesn't, it also can't, like, escape the
suffocates
towel.
It? Like, is that?
Like, if I go like this and I go to squeeze it, I feel like the wet water, the wetness gives it more of a grip to.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll try a dry towel next time.
I would just, you know.
I think it's also the reason I did it the first time was for stink. But, you know, I think we're just as dumb as most animals. Like, once I found something that worked, I was like, well, I'm going to do that every time.
Gotcha. And then just kept up with it. Yeah. Just like the monkeys, you know.
Oh, here's something funny. Not funny. My brother was telling me about some experiment they did with mice, and they made them tread water. They put them in water, and they all started to give up at around, like, 15 minutes. So they picked them up out of the water, held them for a few seconds, and then placed them back down in the water. And then they lasted another 60 hours.
Oh, really? Wow.
Do you know why?
Well, because they had that, well, not just the break, but they also had the momentum. Oh, someone's going to pick me up out of this water
eventually.
That's what
it was.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole test. I mean, rats probably have it the worst. We test on them. We do things. Makeup gets smeared on them to see what's going to do what or whatever, and even lab rats and stuff.
Yeah.
They get the blunt end of every. But
they
I mean,
it's not right.
We do it, though, because there's so many of them.
I was going to say, and throughout history, they haven't exactly been good to people. You know what I mean? Giving us the plague and tons of problems. But that was from a flea, from a mouse.
I remember that I think it was Pineapple Express, the beginning of the movie, when they're like testing they go in the chamber like, you know, oh, we're gonna test marijuana, this and that. They give a guy like some butt or whatever, like he gets in the room, he's like high, you know what I mean? It's like he goes off like, wow, this stuff is it's nice, it's cool, it's this all the good stuff, you know? The guy's like, all right, that sounds great. And it's like, man, we need to like save the world and just get everyone at peace. And you know what? Oh, and this needs to be spread around for everyone to enjoy. And the guy's like, because it's like the FBI type, he's like, all right, we need to shut this down. We need to lock it. Get rid of this. Get him. And, you know, and they point at the dude, like, get him out of here. Get rid of him in the show. They don't really, you know what I mean? But it was just so funny. He's like, what? What's happening to me?
Oh,
what's happening?
You know,
like,
That's so funny.
Dude, I was dying. I was like, no way. They put this in a movie. But
Pineapple Express was funny. I remember that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Great movie. You know what I mean? It was probably one of the funniest, you know, stoner movies alive still today.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of them, but
it was about weed. I don't even think you needed to be high to, like, enjoy it. It's a funny movie.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
It was great. I might even watch it later tonight. No. I just remember that scene being so funny. Like, it was just great. Like, that, they did that in the movie. Oh, my God. But what's ooh.
Oh, man.
What? What?
No, I had something to tell you. I don't want to forget it.
You forgot your thoughts. It's okay.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, so I went,
you
ooh, when
you
I reminded
just,
it.
You should have just interrupted. We could have got on that, too.
Nah.
Bummer.
Forget it.
Bummer. Boo.
Nah,
I get like that sometimes, too. You know?
Oh, well. Yeah. Nah. Probably wasn't that good of a thought.
That's okay. A for effort, you're trying. You know what I mean? You try, you fail. Maybe you'll think of it again. But
get back up and you try again.
Yeah. What are you drinking anyway? Some coffee?
Oh, this will be a neat segue. I got a Soda Stream.
Ah, you did that. What? Like watered soda?
Yep.
Buddy.
So, I love sparkling water. And the SodaStream company sells... I don't feel like getting back up, but they have... Have you ever heard of Bubbly? You ever see the commercials where Michael Bublé is writing on the signs? This stuff? Bubbly. It's by the Pepsi company. It's just sparkling water.
I think I recognize the name. Yeah. Yeah. I got you now.
And SodaStream sells Bubbly Drops. So this is Bubbly sparkling water, but I made it at home.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cup on you?
I don't. Just... Let me get it.
Hang on. Before you put your mouth on it, and then I'll wash it. Well, I don't want your mouth going up against my SodaStream next.
I don't even
next.
Want that much of it. I just want, like, a sip. I'll know by a sip. You'll be fine, buddy.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah, I need to make more anyway. It's good stuff. And it comes with a little... See, that's the one I have, the blackberry.
It tastes like water, but with extra steps to it.
That's
like,
exactly what it is. It's just fun water. Dude, it's the coolest thing, putting water in this and just, like, going...
See, I see that. And it's weird, because, like, I'm getting back into my diet, like, little bit by bit, little steps, you know what I mean? But, like, I told myself, like, if I had a thing of raspberries in my refrigerator, I would just get a, I would get, like, maybe two of them, whatever, get a cup of water, put them in the water, and then get a spoon and just smash them a bit. You'll get the same taste.
You would eat muddled raspberries? That's in at the bar, that's called muddling.
Muddling?
You put a little bit of simple syrup and, like, a cherry and an orange, and then you...
You mash it, and then
all
you
the
put
juices
drink
out of it, yeah, and then you build the drink over top of it.
I would do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of drinks are made like that. Because
you know what? Not only do you get, you don't get like, because let me ask you this. This SodaStream, like, do you put syrup in it?
No. What? It says to, if you read it, of course, I only read it because I have it. I've read the menu, like how to work it. Mm-hmm. It says not to add any flavoring until you've sparkled your water. So you just sparkle the water and then
you add flavor.
Add the blackberry or whatever flavor.
Now what is that?
What?
The blackberry. Is it like a drop, the blackberry?
Yeah. They're natural flavors. I was trying to look this up. It says there's no sugar, no calories. It's like a natural flavor. But it's not like, it's not just lime juice. It's not blackberry juice. So I don't know exactly how they derive it. But it's good. It tastes good.
Okay. Well, my point is, I guess, like, you know, I tasted the raspberry for sure, but it was definitely like, you know, it had that artificial taste to it. Like, you know, your body will actually start gaining some nutrients, real ones, from a raspberry being muddled. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So to say. So, like, that's why I say that. And plus, it tastes the same.
I like, dude, I don't know. I just like sparkling water, and I think it's from drinking, like, vodka club sodas over the years. I just got used to
that sizzle.
Yeah, that feeling, and then, like, you know, just having it by itself, like, I still like sparkling water. And when we were in Vegas, we got sparkling and still water for the table at the one restaurant because me and Jared wanted it. And I was like, all right, lit. And you know what I mean? I didn't realize how many people actually just liked seltzer by itself or like club soda. But I do. I love, like, I'll drink. I'm going to make at least two more bottles of this tonight and probably finish them.
Yeah.
But it's good, and I'm not doing it for the health-wise. Okay. Like, I just had a protein shake with, like, chia seeds, peanut butter, like, all the boring stuff. But it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like I had strawberries and bananas in there. So, like, that's my... freshness. I don't need the nutrients from this. You know, this is just to have, like you said, water with extra steps. It's like a fun water.
Yeah, just a fun water. Oh, boy.
I like it. I spend, it's like $4 for, like, an 8-pack of these. Okay. And, I mean, why wouldn't I buy?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, it's better than, it's 100% better than buying soda in general, or even like flavored soda.
That's true.
Flavored waters even have probably some worse stuff than that will have in it. But my point is, like, you know, I don't know. I just know that, like, you know, you want to try to get some real nutrients. You know, like,
yeah,
because we're, you know, like, a lot of people, you know, they do all these things and stuff, and, you know, it's better for you, but it can be better and better. I don't know. That's all I'm saying, I guess. Like, that's,
yeah,
keep at it. But you know what? You like it. That's like, if you that's want, like, it is, it's, yeah, almost like this is a good alternative. If you want, like, if you want a soda, have this. So you get that sensation without really, I guess, like, taking in all those sugars and caffeines,
yeah,
and, you know, all that extra stuff.
I don't drink soda anymore. Like, well, club soda, but not like the, you know,
yeah,
this.
I
don't
soda,
drink.
Soda. I know what, yeah, you mean by soda. Soda,
but,
soda, yeah.
Like, I can, if I'm eating something or hanging with my brothers, I can have two or three sodas just in a row out of a 2 liter. You just pour them, drink them quick while you're eating. Yeah, they go down quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't think I would drink, like I said, I'll make more of these and just drink these all night. Like, when I'm playing, right, Fortnite, I'll have a couple cups of sparkling water. I don't think I would do that with soda. I don't know if it's because, I know that it's not as good for me.
You,
okay. I don't know, but I will do it with the sparkling water.
I mean, I'll tell you what, like, my lunches and sometimes dinners, and of course, like, if I go out on a weekend or something, whatever, and if I drink, I'm having soda mixed with something, or I'm having soda regularly.
Yeah,
when I,
yeah,
eat, whatever. My point is, like, I, after weeks of doing this now, you know what I mean? Like, I can feel it. I can feel the soda on my hip. You know, like, it's not fun. It's not a fun time. But, you know, with that being said, it's like, all right, I'm starting to diet. I'm doing it, you know. That's why I'm going to start cleansing myself. That's all.
Try
it
with clubs. Try some club soda.
Yeah, I tried it.
Yeah,
I'd rather,
yeah,
just have water, I, as,
yeah,
weird as it is.
People do
that. I don't like that. I really don't. The worst thing for soda for me is the carbonation in it. I don't care for that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, how do you just give it a this? And it's like, oh, well, it's a part of soda. It's like, all right, I guess, you know, whatever. And I really don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm such more of like a tea guy, and you know, like, I want to start having tea more often. So that, like, more like, instead of soda, boil some water and get a tea bag and just put it in, let it sit for,
love,
like, what,
tea,
3 to 4 minutes, and then just enjoy your tea. Like, I got to start doing that. And then just water, just that, tea and waters. Like,
yeah, I love tea and I love coffee. Big,
I
want to.
I
want to
look
day
into, like, a good tea, that, like, not like like a good for you tea. If tea's even, you know, how, like, they say, like, some things are better for you and some things are worse. Like, whatever the best,
yeah,
thing is of that. Like,
it goes back and forth
having,
with,
okay,
like, coffee and tea because of, like, the caffeine's not. Caffeine's not a good thing to have in such abundance.
Mm.
But, like, they say that both are full of, like, antioxidants and are good for you in to some extent.
Right, right.
I don't know. I know, whatever. I think coffee's good for you because I've been drinking black coffee for, like, 2.5 weeks instead, mm-hmm, of, like, cream and sugar in it.
Yeah.
And I've been drinking coffee for years. And like you said, you can feel the soda. It's like, I don't feel coffee like that unless, you know, like, I drink a whole pot. Like, I was doing homework and drinking a lot of coffee. And
right,
I was,
right,
like,
right,
you know what? Maybe this was a little too much coffee. But,
right,
like, other than that, I don't feel, like, horrible. I don't know. I feel like coffee and tea are decent for you in small amounts.
Yeah, yeah, small amounts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that too. Just, you know, once you start having abundant of it, yeah, it gets abundant of anything's bad for you. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You just had a strict diet of, like, let's say broccoli and carrots and chicken all week. You're gonna get sick in one way or another. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was I've been eating. I haven't been on any diet. I've just been counting my calories.
Okay.
And it's not like. I don't know.
No, it's all right. Well, either,
like,
way,
you shouldn't have super, super of a strict diet like that, to where you, like, if you eat broccoli, mm-hmm, and whatever you said every day, like, that's,
yeah,
gonna, you can't have that for, like, 3 days in a row. Your,
no,
body doesn't want, like, you need,
yeah,
to switch it up.
It's gonna want to do like a shock or something.
Yeah,
I mean that, but that's like the beauty of some diets out there. Like, if you cut out all that sugar and carbs and stuff, whatever, but you know, you have a good breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can eat whatever you want. I mean, that was my diet beforehand, and it was great. I gotta get back into that,
mm-hmm,
again. You know, that's what I really gotta work towards. So, but that's just,
it's
me,
crazy,
you know?
If you eat good for, like, a week, and then you, like, one night, like, we were down the shore,
yep,
for the, you know, hanging out. We had, mm-hmm, a few drinks. We just ate, like, chicken cheesesteaks and fries, and it's,
yeah,
like, the next day I was like, just,
yeah,
you feel like crap, and it's,
yeah,
like,
it's not great.
I felt,
like,
great for a whole week.
I felt
great,
okay, because I've been kind of eating like that a little bit. It's like a 50-50, you know what I mean? But, and that's why I was like, oh, this was actually pretty bang. Plus, it was Saturday, and that's, if anything, Saturdays are cheat days. So. Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was a great weekend. Mm-hmm, it was only like a night, but, dude, it was lit. Yeah. Last time we might ever get to go down there, so it's like, hell yeah, why don't we go chill? Yeah, maybe chill. We'll
just bang, you know, chill out.
We watched some goofy movie, Hansel and Gretel Get Baked, which was weird.
It was a weird movie.
And then we watched Olympic Curling.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. That was like, oh, shoot, this, you know, what do you do, this and that. And some of the things they were really like, make it happen, and it happened. It was like, wow, that's
yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to pull that off in a million years. You never mm-hmm. million of years. Like,
dude, I don't even know if I'd be able to push off and like slide right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't know. It all looks wild.
Nah, I think I'd be able to do it. Because like once you release, you just get, you know, get up, start screaming at people. You know, oh, hard.
The whole Olympic floor is just screaming hard at each other when they're doing curling.
Well, it's all about, the, you know, yeah. So I think that's funny. But
here you go. Is tea good for your health? Numerous studies have shown that a variety of teas may boost your immune system, fight off inflammation, and even ward off cancer and heart disease.
More health advantages than others. Plenty of evidence. Regularly drinking tea can have a lasting impact on your wellness. Wow, so that's it. Teas and waters. That's it. That's my diet from now on.
Well, let's see. Because I also, like I said, I'm pretty sure coffee.
I don't care. What are you looking up, though? Coffee? Oh, is coffee good for you? Okay. For most people, moderate coffee consumption can be incorporated into a healthy diet. Linked to a likelihood of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and liver, and endometrial cancers, Parkinson's disease, and depression. So coffee
cures depression? That's hilarious.
In a way, it's sort of linked in the lower aspect of it, but
2 to 5. Wow. That moderate coffee intake, 2 to 5 cups a day, which is about where I'm at. And I would, after
two
like...
2 to 5 cups?
I was going to say, after
that's
like...
That's a lot.
Well, a day. It's not like I'm drinking them in a row. You know what I mean? I'll have
two
one
in
the
morning, one at night, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't...
But
I
after
don't
my fifth cup, I'm like that. That's probably a lot of coffee for one day.
Yeah,
but that's moderate.
Yeah.
According to Hugh from Harvard.
Yep. Well, I also, you know what, I was told this, though, too, like, guy that works at Shell, he was telling me months ago, like, he would, you know, he would just boil water and then drink that boiled water, and it's supposed to, something about, like, when you drink, like, if you turn on a tap and you drink cold water, you know, things are in it, you know, like, you didn't really, like, demineralize anything else if anything's in there, but boiling it demineralizes stuff. And it's like, it's supposed to be better for you.
Yeah, this is funny you say that, because you're also the same person that told me you prefer spring water than purified water. So
purified goes through a filter, and whatever's in that filter is going into your water. Spring water, everything's still in the water, it's just demineralized. It's still there.
Well, they go
it's just
like,
imagine this, like you wouldn't eat a raw chicken compared to a cooked chicken. Now, obviously, you can drink cold water, but hot water may just be better.
Makes sense.
Who knows? I'm just saying,
because purified, they all purify in their own different ways, but it's usually like distilled or not distilled, or, you know, the reverse osmosis. Or,
right.
But I also think
a light nowadays does it.
Huh. Neat.
Yeah.
But I also think that spring water is run through a filter as well. You know what I mean? Because you can't have like rocks and pebbles and shit from the spring that's been shooting shit out. You know, you got
to
run that stuff through a filter.
Filtered to pH level.
I don't know. I like spring water. It's good for you. Shout out Liquid Death. You want to sponsor the show?
Yeah, sponsor us.
Sponsor us. I'll. You know what they got?
No, I don't know what
sparkling.
They got. Sparkling water.
Sparkling mountain water.
That's funny.
I'll promote that.
Yeah. I think that's pretty funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? You wanna wrap that up on this one?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
All right. At Buzzes and Whistles on Instagram. You go ahead.
Oh, or email us at buzzesandwhistles@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, leave us something to just talk about, compliments, this is
yeah,
whatever.
Leave us some compliments.
We'll talk about it all. I will talk.
Hell yeah. We had a great time with the past couple that we got, so email the show.
Yep.
Hell
yep.
yeah.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right. Have Peace. A good one.